Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Hey, 11 lines to the bottom of Daf Dalam Beis, in our Mishnah, Daf Beisim and Aleph, the Mishnah stated that Abba Ovis Nezikin, Rashi stated, Ovis Kori, Lahanach Tachsivi Bekra Behedya, and the four Ovis Nezikin that our Mishnah discussed was Shor, Bar, Mava, and Heva. And although there's no machlekes as to what the Pshat is in Bar as well as in Heva, as Heva is referring to Ish, however, there was machlekes Rav and Shmuel as to the definition of Shor and Mava in our Mishnah. Rav said that Shor is Karen Shenan Regal, and Mava is Adam HaMazik, and Shmuel held that Shor is Regal and Mav is Shane. And on Daftal and Beis, the Gemara brought a Braisa that Rabbi Ishiya taught us that there are 13 Ovis Nezikin, and we brought down the 4 in our Mishnah plus another 9, and those were Shay Mechina Vashoyal Nezisach Vasecha Nezik Tzar Ripu Shavas Boishes. And the Gemara discussed that since the Tan of our Mishnah certainly hold that these are Ovis Nezikin, since they are all Mefurish Bekra, and therefore why is it that our Mishnah did not bring down these 9 Ovis Nezikin? And the Gemara explained both Lefi Rav and Lefi Shmuel, what is pshat that the Tan of our Mishnah did not mention any of these 9 Ovis Nezikin? And our Gemara now begins, Tani Rav Chia. Rav Chia brought a Braisa, there are not 4 Ovis Nezikin or 13 Ovis Nezikin, but there are 11 more, and the Esrim Haba Ovis Nezikin, there are 24 Ovis Nezikin, and of course these all have to have a Makar in the Pasuk, as if not, they would not be considered Ovis. And we will read all of the 11 different Ovis Nezikin that Rav Chia adds onto the list of the 13 that Rav Ishi already mentioned, and we will then read in Rashi as to what these Ovis Nezikin are and what the Makarios are in the Pasuk and why they're called Ovis. So Rav Chia tells us that the 11 additional ones are Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Abor V'Chamisha, V'Ganav V'Gazlan, V'Edom Zayman, V'Ines V'Mefatu, Moisi Shemra, V'Metami V'Medami V'Menasech, and those are 11 additional Ovis Nezikin, Bahani Tlesa, and the 13 Rav Ishi mentioned, which were the 9 Rav Ishi mentioned, plus the 4 that we had in the Mishnah, Daf Beis and Aleph, Ha Esma Ba, and therefore we have a total of 24 Ovis Nezikin. And Rashi explains Tashlume Kefel, that when someone steals something and they are not Moida in their court, they have to pay Kefel, and that's based on the Pasuk which states Im Mimatzi Timatzi B'yodei Hagneva Chayim Shnayim Mishalim. And of course Rashi continues Tashlume Abba V'Chamisha is referring to someone that stole an animal and then he went and shechted it or he sold it, and we know that once you do Tvichu Mechira then you Chayiv Abba V'Chamisha, and that's certainly Mefurish Pasuk V'Ganav Shemishalim Piatzmai, and a Ganav that only pays Karen, he doesn't pay Kefel because he admitted to the fact that he stole something. And as Rashi says, "Ve'in mishalom kefel el karen bovad uchagoyin shohaydem atzmei demaydem beknas pata kedaminon." And this is learned from the pasuk as sheyashina olehim yishalom shnayim v'haynu knas. And therefore, the only time that we have a din of kefel is only once you went to Bezin and Bezin required you to give back the money. Then you have a knas; you have to pay kefel. V'aminu perek ruba pratlam asheyas atzma. That certainly hamaydem beknas is pata. And Rashi continues, "V'gazlan nami avu." That's also an av. D'chsev v'heishav ezegzela asher gazal and oynizum v'fatik. Of course, that's also in Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, Chamishim Kesef Ksiv Ba'inis, Ulumfatik Ksiv, Kesef Yishkel, Kemaya Besulas, Kemaya Besulam Shalainis, Tehainu Chamishim Kesef, that you pay the same amount as if you were Ma'anis, a woman. In that case, you pay 50 Kesef, and Maitzi Shemra Ksiv, Unchoisim, Maya Kesef, and Bidigaya, someone that was Maitzi Shemra about his wife, the Lamitsasi Besulam, that I didn't find her Besulam, then the din is that he has to pay 100 Kesef. And Rashi skipped discussing Edom Zayman, but of course, that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, as it says, Kasha Zamam, and the last three of Rav Chia's list of 24 of his Nezikin was Hamitami Vamidam Menasech, which are all cases of Hezek Shein and Nikah, as from looking at the item, you can't actually see that the item had any Hezek. And what is Mitami Vamidam Menasech? Rashi explains Mitami Shemagia Sheretz Betrumas Koyin, the Afsidomine, that if Reuven went and took a Sheretz and touched it to the Truma of a Koyin, they caused the Koyin to have said, as the Koyin can no longer eat this Truma and he has to burn it. And Midami, Rashi says, is Truma Bechulin, that Reuven took Truma and he poured it into someone's Chulin, and now that person can't eat these payers based on it being chulin, and he would have to sell it to a kohen, and of course that would be a much cheaper price. And Rashi explains Menasech is referring to Yain Nesech, that someone was Menasech Yain Lavidazara. And as Rashi brings down that the Gemara Masechet Gittin yes, that L'chayra there should be a din of Kamli Ramne, and since you are evil on Avidazara, so you should not be chayiv for causing hezek to your friend. And Tais points out Menasech Pligi Ba Behanizokin Chada Menasech Mamish VeChada Amarev. The machlek is between Rav and Shmuel. One says we're talking about Nisach Yain Mamish, and one says we're talking about a case where someone took Yayin Nesech and he poured into Yayin of his friend, and therefore he caused Yayin of his friend to become Yayin Nesech, as became Urv with Yayin Nesech, and he was no longer able to drink this wine. And this is of course a sheet of Shmuel in Masechtas Gittin, and L'chayra Tzarech Bia, as Rashi 6 lines from the bottom of Armin states, U'menasech Seyayin Lekel L'meimah Shenischa B'Yayin Nesech Shezarech Boy D'Loyka M'chasu V'Loy Midri, that wouldn't cause him a loss, because the din is they could sell it for the full value, and you just have to give a person the discount for whatever Yayin Nesach is mixed into the regular wine. And l'chayr, this point of Rashi is Tzarech Bia, because this is exactly the way Shmuel explained Yayin Nesach in Mesechtes Gittin on Dafnun Beis on Beis and Ayin Pnei Yeshua. Finally, Rashi is bothered that l'chayr, why is Metamim Medame Umenasech considered Avos Nezikin if they're not Mefurish in the Pasuk? And 7 lines on the bottom of the Amid, Rashi states Metamim Medame Menasech L'Ksiv Behedya V'Afilu Hachi Hava Avos Shebechlal Nezikin. They are considered a subcategory of Nezek. V'Nezek Mamim Ksiv B'Toyra, and Nezek Mamim is written in the Torah. As the Pasuk states Makin Nefesh Behema Yishal Mena. Our Gemara continues. Rabbi Isha, my time Lo Tonei Hani. Rabbi Chia just told us that 24 Avos Nezikin which are Mefurish B'Kra. And if so, why is it that Rabbi Isha, as well as our Mishnah, did not mention these 11 that Rabbi Chia just mentioned? And the Gemara answers, "B'mayne kamayir b'knasa le'kamayir." That Rabbi Isha was only dealing with nizokin that he chayev based on a chiyev mamin, but not those nizokin that a person is only chayev based on a chiyev of knas. And the Gemara is, "Ganav v'gazlan b'mayne who listeni." The l'chayra Rabbi Isha's teretz is very good for most of the cases that we just mentioned. However, b'negeya ganav and gazlan, that's b'mayne who, because if we're talking about a case where the ganav actually was not mayda, then certainly he would pay kefil, and kefil is a knas. And we're talking about a case where the ganav was mayda, and therefore he's only paying karen and not knas. So l'chayr, why didn't Rabbi Isha mention ganav and gazlan? And the Gemara answers, "Haktanli shem mechinim v'ashoyel." That Rabbi Isha feels that was included in shem mechinim and shoyel. And Rashi explains, "The hasim nami shayach kineva," because even by a shem mechinim, it's shayach the concept of kineva. Kegoyin shetanav shenigdav imenu v'arei biyodai, because we know a shem mechinim would be pata if the item was stolen from him, and if the shem mechinim tainu is that this item was stolen, and it turns out that he really had it and it never was stolen, so then certainly he'd be chayiv. And it says if he stole the item, and therefore of course he would have to pay. V'arminim perak ruba the toyin tainu is ganav kaganav, the toyin tainu is gazlan kagazlan. Therefore, by Rabbi Isha mentioning that a shem mechinim has an obligation to pay for hezek, so that also included a case where a shem mechinim tainu the tainu is ganav or tainu is gazlan. Therefore, although it's true that if Reuven goes and is goyiniv or his goyzel mamon from someone, it's memoina and not a knas, Rabbi Isha did not feel that there was a need to add it into the avos nezikin and count it as additional avos nezikin, as you already said, shem mechinim. And Rashi points out, although our Gemara said tanli shem mechinim v'ashoyel, however, the word shoyel is really not relevant to our Gemara, as it's not really true that by the case of shoyel you could have a toyin tainis ganav or a toyin tainis gazlin, because as we know that if a shoyel would taina that the item was stolen from him or it was nigzal from him, then certainly he would still be chayev, because a shoyel is even chayev ba'insin. Now Gemara only mentioned shoyel agav the fact that we brought down shem mechinim, and the lashon of the Rashba is v'shoyel kedi nakde el mishum grar the shem mechinim the tanlu ba'dadi dal shem mechinim v'ashoyel, and that's why we mentioned shoyel here as well. However, the Rashba then says inami yishleima to lav shoyel the krokama. Then when we said shoyel in our Gemara, it's not referring to the typical shoyel el shem mechinim sheshalach b'yad v'shoyel shleimidas havi gazlin. We're talking about a shem mechinim who is shalach b'yad, and therefore he's considered like a gazlin. And he brings down from the Ravid that his kasher of shoyel the krokama is mesim achim locha v'hoy b'yadai ayin sham. And our Gemara continues, and they like this idea so much that the Gemara is Rav Chia Nami that l'chayr, why is it Rav Chia actually included the din of ganav and gazlin? Hatonly shem mechinim v'ashoyel. It's already included in the din of shem mechinim, as if it's toyin tainis ganav or toyin tainis gazlin, he's considered a ganav and gazlin, and therefore it's included in the av hezek of shem mechinim. And the Gemara answers tani meiner da asli yad betera v'tani meiner da asli yad beisura. That the reason why Rav Chia keeps all these cases as separate avos is because a case of shem mechinim is a scenario where Reuven, who owned an item, gave Shimon this item in order to guard it for him, and therefore Reuven gave this item to Reuven midas, and only afterward did the hezek happen, and therefore Shimon would be chayiv to Reuven. Rav Chia then wanted to give us a case of ganav v'gazlin, where originally when Shimon got this item, he got it be'issa as he stole it from Reuven. And we continue on daf hey amid alav, and the Gemara now is edum zayman d'mayinu listni. The l'chayr Rabbi Isha should have mentioned edum zayman in his list of those of his nezikin, because edum zayman is considered mamin and it should not be classified as a knas. And Rashi over here gives us the klal and the general rule as to what is considered a knas and what is considered mamin. As Rashi states at the top of daf hey amid alav, edum zayman d'mayinu the cholam shalom yisal masha hizik kagoyin kefil tashlum abav chamisha kari knas, that anyone has to pay more than the actual mazik, then that is considered a knas. For example, like kefil and tashlum abav chamisha, and in addition, knas is kagoyin called over kots of amav b'tera, anywhere where the Torah gives a set amount to pay, kagoyin chamish b'shal oinu sumafata or mei shal meitzu shamra kulu abav knasa. However, zok rashi midachrina is memoina, and therefore l'chira the chiyav for an eid zayim to pay should be classified as mamin, and therefore Rabbi Isha should have listed it amongst his cases, and he should have actually said that there are 14 avos nezikin. And the Gemara answers, "Savala k'Rabbi Akiva." The Rabbi Isha holds like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that we have in Masechtas Makis, the Amar, he says, Im Mishalma Piatzman. And of course, the reason why Rabbi Kiva would say that is because he learns that Edom Zemim is a Chiddush. And of course, as we know, Moida Beknas is Pata. And how do you have a case where Edom Zemim are Moida? And Rashi explains that if Reuven and Shimon come to Bezin and they say that Levi owes Yehuda $1,000, and then it turns out that Reuven and Shimon were Edom Zemim, then certainly Reuven and Shimon owe $1,000 to Levi if in Bezin A they already passed that Edom Zemim. However, Levi did not yet take Reuven and Shimon to a Bezin in order to collect that $1,000, and then Reuven and Shimon run to another Bezin and they actually made in front of Bezin that we owe him that money, then they would be Pata because Maid of Knas is Pata. The Gemara now continues, Isavla Karbakiva, if it's true that Rabbi Ishiya holds that Karbakiva, listen to Trey Gavni Shar, and L'chaira, since we saw in Daf Dalam Abayis that according to Rabbi Ishiya, we actually included two different cases of Adam. We included a case of Adam that was Mazik and Adam, and Adam does Azik Shar, but the only reason why we did not include two cases of Shar, and Shar that was Mazik Shar, and a Shar that was Mazik Adam, is because there's no Nafkamina Al-Alacha, but L'chaira, if he holds that Karbakiva, then L'chaira, there is a Nafkamina between a Shar that was Mazik Shar, and a Shar that was Mazik and Adam. And as the Gemara is, listening Shar da Azik Shar, listening Shar da Azik Adam, and how do we see that Rabbi Kiva is Mechalik, the Tnan, because we will see in the Mishnah, that Flam and Gimel Malav, that Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Rabbi Kiva states, Af Tam Shar Chavu Badam, that even if there's an animal that's only a Tam, and it damages a person, Mishalim B'Maisin Nezik Shalim, and the case over there is a very specific case where a person damaged a Shar, and a Shar also damaged a person, and then you offset the damages. Rabbi Kiva held that if you were Shamu Bezin, Chaval Shechaval Shar Ba'adam, that if Bezin appraised the damage that the Shar did to the person, and it was more than the damage that a person did to the Shar, then Mishalim Ba'al Shar Isa Adav, then the Ba'al Shar would pay the excess amount, and he would pay up to Nezek Shalim, and he wouldn't pay Chatzin Nezek, even though he's a Tam. Therefore, if you're Rabbi Kiva, although when a Shar damages a Shar, if he's a Tam, then he'd only pay Chatzin Nezek, but if the Shar damages a person, even if the Shar was a Tam, he would pay Nezek Shalim, and therefore, L'chayr, Rabbi Ishiya should list that as two separate Avos in our Braisa. And the Gemara answers that although Rabbi Ishiya holds like Rabbi Kiva that Edom Zemim is considered a Knas, however, been negated din of Rabbi Kiva on Daf Lama Gimel Malav, Rabbi Kiva himself qualified his halacha, the Tanya is willing to the Braisa. Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Rabbi Kiva stated, Yochel Af Tam Shechal Ba'adam Yishalim and Aliyah. One may think that in all cases a Tam pays Mamish like a Mu'ud, and therefore he would not pay Migufai, but he would pay Min Aliyah. For example, if there's an animal that's a Tam and it goes and damages a person, and the animal itself is only worth $750, but it caused $1,000 of damages, then if you're Shalom and Aliyah, he would actually still have to pay $1,000, and the Baal Bais would pay the $750 that the animal is worth, plus he'd have to take $250 out of his pocket and pay it to the Nizik. And Rabbi Kiva says that that is not the din, and all the Baal Bais would have to pay is $750, as Talmud Lema, that Rabbi Kiva learns it from the Pasuk, where the Pasuk states, Oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach, kam mishpat azeh, ye osaloi. He learns that you do it from the actual Shar, as it's done to it, to the Shar itself, and Migufa Mishalim Ve'in Mishalim and Aliyah, that you're only able to get payment from the actual animal and up to the value of the animal. There is no chiyuv for the owner to take any money out of his pocket in order to pay for damages. Therefore, as Rashi says, Vishtakach, so we see the Loy Mishalim Nezek Shalim Ela Kamesha Shah Shava, that we see that even Rabbi Kiva agrees that Tam doesn't pay like a Mu'ud, and it's not exactly like a Mu'ud, as it doesn't pay Nezek Shalim, and it only pays up to the value of the Shar. And that's why, although Rabbi Ishiya holds like Rabbi Kiva, but he doesn't mention in this Braisa, and he doesn't state two separate halachas of a shar that's azik shar and a shar that's azik adam. And Taisus asks that l'chayra he should still say two different cases of shar because you still have a case of a shar that's mazik shar, which is a case of a tam, and he only pays chatzin nezek, and you have a case of a shar that's mazik a person where it is possible that you pay up to nezek shalim based on the value of the actual animal, as the din is that you pay migufai, and as long as the animal's worth more than chatzin nezek, then certainly there would be a responsibility to pay that to the nezek. Taisus answers v'yishleima the kivin de'im mishalim el migufai, that since l'maisa you're only going to pay based on the value of the animal, therefore we couldn't say this is the case of the Braisa, and Rabbi Ishiya couldn't have listed it because by all Aves you pay me Meitav, and in the case of a Shor that damages a person you wouldn't pay Min Aliyah. And the Gemara used the Lashon HaTavri Rabbi Kiva L'Gzizei, and Rashi explains that Rabbi Kiva broke L'Koyach HaGreifai to the power of his fist, and he diluted the strength of what he originally stated, but it's not a Lashon of Chazara. And as Taisa says, in Lefarish the Chazaboy, that certainly Rabbi Kiva was not Chayza, and he was just explaining his original Shita. The Gemara continues in Asa Rabbi Isha, Ha'inis Vamafatav Ha'maitzi Shamrad, and Mainu, who listening, although it's true that the Knas, the 50 shekel that you pay for being Ma'anis or being Mafata woman, that is definitely a Knas, but as Rashi says, that the Boil would also be Chayiv for Pagam, as Rashi says, Avol Yeshbe Pagam, Sheshava Achsha Pachsmini Bikara, Kanam Biksubis, or Boishis, and also Boishis, the Mainu, and both go to this cases is mamin, and why would Rabbi Yishai list that as well? Rashi doesn't seem to be gurious by Meitzi Shemra, as certainly Meitzi Shemra only has a knas, and there is no mamin. Taisus say it's ha'in svam fatav by Meitzi Shemra, remainu Meitzi Shemra less be mamin a klal. There is no mamin by Meitzi Shemra, ela mea kesef, ela agav achrini nokte. But since we ask from einis mefatav, therefore we would include Meitzi Shemra together with that, as all three of them come together, and potentially according to Taisus, Taisus actually stating that the Gemara's question is on Rabbi Yishai that he should have actually listed einis mefatav by Meitzi Shemra, because Meitzi Shemra is always included together with einis mefatav anytime we speak about einis mefatav in Mishnayis or in Gemara's. And keep in mind, although Rashi only spoke about Beis Begam, but really all Chamisha Dvarim would be relevant to einis mefatav. The Gemara answers that the reason why Rabbi Yishai did not mention the case of einis mefatav is because Manushach, and we won't be gurus, the next four words are being Nezik Tanilei, as we will see the Gemara will mention that in a moment. And the Gemara states, Itzar Tanilei, that if you're talking about paying for the Tzar of einis mefatav, we already mentioned it, as Rabbi Yishai mentioned, the case of Nezik Tzar Ripu Shavus Ubaishis, and therefore it's already included in Rabbi Yishai's list of 13 obvious Nezikin. Ibaishis Tanilei, if we're talking about Baishis, that was also listed, and in Begam, Hainu Nezek, and if we're talking about Begam, that's referring to Nezek, and Nezek was also listed in Rabbi Yishai's 13, and Ma'isel Chameimah Knasa. And if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yishai should have listed einis mefatav based on the 50 shekel that you're going to pay, but that is a knas, and Beknasa like Kamari, and as we stated, Rabbi Yishai did not mention anything with his knas, and he only discussed those things which are chiyuv of mamin. And the Gemara continues, and asks Rabbi Yishai, Hamitami v'amidami v'manasech to remind who listi, that l'chayi Rabbi Yishai should include in his list, and he should add in another three, and he should have added mitami v'amidami v'manasech, because over there there's a chiyuv of mamin, and therefore he should include it. And the Gemara states, Manushach, that l'maisa Rabbi Yishai couldn't include it, as in Manushach, e hezek she'in nikah shmei hezek, if we hold that when you have hezek which is not nikah, and we can't tell that this thing actually is something which was damaged, it's considered a hezek, and therefore you chayiv hatani le nezek, then that's already included in nezek, and therefore there's no reason to include mitam v'amidam v'nasech, and he hezek she'in nikah loish behezek, and if we hold like we paskin that hezek she'in nikah is not considered hezek, havle k'tasa, then certainly, really, you should not be chayiv to pay at all, and it's only a din rabbanan that you pay, and it's only basic knas, over k'nasa like kamari, and as we said, Rabbi Yishai only listed those 13 items which are hezek, which are considered mamin. Any time where the person is only chayiv to pay based on knas, he did not list it as part of his 13 of his nezikin. And the Gemara continues and asks, Lema kasav Rabbi Chiya, let us say by the fact Rabbi Chiya mentioned hamitam v'amidam v'nasech, which are cases of hezek she'in nikah, that must be Rabbi Chiya holds hezek she'in nikah lo ishme hezek, the ishme hezek. If Rabbi Chiya would hold that's considered regular hezek, hatan le nezek, we already listed it as nezek, and why would Rabbi Chiya have to add in three of these obvious nezikin if l'maisa they already included a nezek? And Rashi adds a bit of a twist on the question, and he says, Lema kasav Rabbi Chiya lo ishme hezek, and mishum de knasu tani, and the reason why Rabbi Chiya listed it amongst 11 that he added to the list of Rabbi Yishai is because it is a knas, the loy habu b'chlal of his Rabbi Yishai, and this was not included in the obvious Rabbi Yishai. When Rabbi Yishai was speaking about nezek, he was only speaking about nezek that it was actually based on mamin and not based on knas. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily raya, as it's possible Rabbi Chiya holds that hezek she'in nikah is shmei hezek, and even so he lists these as ton hezek de mikra, but ton hezek de mikra. He wanted to actually say that a hezek that's nikah is certainly going to be chayiv. Then he wanted to make sure that we know that even by hezek she'in nikah you're also chayiv, and that's why he brought down the cases of mitame midam menasech. The Gemara continues that certainly our Tana, as well as Tana Rabbi Yishai, as well as Rabbi Chiya, all agree to all these 24 that they're all considered other nezikin. The reason why each one did not include the list of the other one was based on reasoning that we mentioned. And the Gemara now is that Bishlam Latani Dun, Tana Minyanin Lamutu Rabbi Yishai, that the reason why our Tana of our Mishnah said Abba of nezikin is because he wanted to specify that I'm only speaking about Abba of nezikin, but there are more, and there's a list of Rabbi Yishai, and I'm not including those other 9. I'm also not including the list of Rabbi Chiya, which is another 11. Rabbi Yishai Tana Minyanin Lamutu Rabbi Chiya. And Rabbi Yishai also specified that the 13 of nezikin, in order to be memayed from Rabbi Chiya, that he's not speaking about the 11 Rabbi Chiya will add Al Minyanin Rabbi Chiya Lamutu Mai. Why would Rabbi Chiya mention a number if Lamaisa is not coming to memayed anything? And the Gemara answers Lamutu Maisu Mefago. Rabbi Chiya is actually coming to memayed, and he's saying only these 24 are of nezikin, but I'm not speaking about the case of Maisu Mefago. Although a person that is Maisu or Mefago would be chayiv, but he doesn't count that amongst his list, as the Gemara will explain. And what is Maisu Mefago? And Rashi says Maisu is Malshin, that person that informs Shem Maisu Mamre Chaveir Leiv Chavim, and it causes a person a loss of money. And a Mefago is a Kohen Shechach Kapanin Shel Yisrael Chatas L'Shem Shlamim. If a Kohen Shechach the carbon of another Yisrael, and it was supposed to be Chatas is Shechach for Shlamim, then a carbon Oil Chayva Baigla V'Tzar Chacha, and therefore he causes a loss of money. And in that case, although he's chayiv, Rav Chiya does not list it in his count of 24 of his tzedikin. And the Gemara continues in Yisrael Rav Chiya, why doesn't he mention it? And the Gemara answers, Bishlam Mefagel B'Kotchel L'Kamari. We understand why he didn't list Mefagel, because he's not speaking about those Ezekim that are relevant to Kotchim, Ela Meisa Mai Taim L'Tani. But the Gemara Meisa, why didn't he mention it? And the Gemara answers, Shani Meisa Dibura over Dibura L'Kamari, that since Meisa is only a Hezek to happen through a person's Dibur, therefore Reb Chiya did not mention it. He's not speaking about any Hezek that happens only through Dibur. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that Reb Chiya is not talking about things that happen through Dibur, but Meisa Shemra Diburu V'Tani, that he does mention Meisa Shemra, and Meisa Shemra is only through Dibur. And the Gemara answers, Dibur de Ismi Meisu, that Meisa Meisa Shemra is a Dibur that has a Meisa involved with it. And as Rashi explains, because the only way that a person is chayiv for being Meisa Shemra on a woman is only if they already had a Bia. However, if they never had a Bia, then you would not be chayiv for being Meisa Shemra, since it's not a pure Dibur. Therefore, Rav Chiya mentioned it. And Taisus points out, Dibur de Ismi Meisa, the Biksu is Perek Nair, Armer Belez Ben Yaakov, Le Nemer Dvar Malol El Kishabal, as Rashi mentions, Rabbi Huda, Islay Hassam, Achi Yischar Edom, that the only way that a person is chayiv for being Meisa Shemra is only if he hired Edom, and once again, there was a Meisa. Gemara continues, and Yisra on Rav Chiya, but Edom Zayim and Dibur de Lesbe Meisu, Victani, we also find that Edom Zayim are chayiv, and Rav Chiya mentions it, even though it's only based on Dibur without a Meisa, and the Gemara answers, Hassam, Afgav de Lesbe Meisa, Rachmona Kari Meisa, but the Gei Edom Zayim, part of the Chiddush HaTorah is that even though the Edom Zayim only spoke, and they did not do a Meisa, it's Mamish considered like they did something. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vasisim Loi Kashizomim, Lassis Lachiv, and we see that her considers it that they did something to their brother. Before we continue, Lemaisa, the Gemara stated that we mentioned Mitamim Medam Menasech, and all of those are cases of Hezek Shein Nika. Nine and Taisus was bothered that why Rav Chiya have to have three separate cases and list them as three obvious Nezikin, if L'Chari, all you should say is that there's a din of Hezek Shein Nika, that Yechayiv. And in Taisus, he says, V'hadu Tani Shleisha Gavni, L'Fi Shem Shnuim, Perkin Izakin, Kiduk Tani, Shem Chinu Vashel, Nesa Sakha Vasecha, the Tani Gavni Tuva, and therefore we mention these as three separate obvious Melachis. The Gemara continues in Es, Bishleim L'Tani Yidan, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, that Bezim and Aleph, Tana Obvious, Mechlav Deke Toldes, by the fact that we call these four obvious Nezikin, therefore we were able to say that they are definitely Toldes, and the Gemara actually had a Shaila, if Toldes saying Kiyetz Ben or Lav Kiyetz Ben, and we came out that all the Toldes are Kiyetz Ben, and they have all the same Melachis, except for Chetzi Nezik Tzuris. But the Lemaisa, each of the obvious are called obvious because they have Toldes. However, the Gemara is, El Rab Chir, Rab Isha, obvious Mechlav Deke Toldes, according to Rab Chir and Rab Isha, that mentioned that there are 13 obvious or 24 obvious, it's Mashman and Toldes, so Toldes might need what are the Toldes of all these Hezekim. And the Gemara answers, Amar Ravo, Ravo states that in Chinami there are no specific cases of Toldes, but Kulan Ka'obvious, L'Shalim Metav, the reason why Rab Isha and Rab Chir mentioned specifically that these are called obvious Hezekim is ordered to teach us that in regard to any of these Nezikin, there's a Chir to pay Mimetav. And Taisus points out, the Afrika of the Toldes, the obvious Masisim, Mishalim Nami Metav, that even though the Toldes of the obvious of the Mishnah also pay Mimetav, and therefore it's not necessarily because there are obvious that they pay Mimetav, as even if they would be Toldes, they would also pay Mimetav, Mikal Mokim, Hani, Benegeo, all of these other dinim, he'd love the Kareen of obvious, if not for the fact that we call them obvious, Le'er Yadina, the Mishalim Metav, we would not know that you would pay Mimetav. Gemara now asks, my timer, the Lemaisa Ravo is telling us that Benegeo, all of these obvious, you would pay Mimetav, but how do you know that? And the Gemara explains, Asya, Tachas and Sina, Yishal and Kasef, that Benegeo, all of these different Hezekim, it either says the Lashon of Tachas, or the Lashon of Sina, or the Lashon of Yishalim, or the Lashon of Kasef, since we know that Benegeo, Shem V'Regel, the Pasuk says, Mimetu Sidil, Mimetu Karma Yishalim, the Baal Bayis wants to pay, and he wants to use Kaka in order to pay the Nizik, he has to pay Min Idis. You also know, Benegeo, the Hezek of Karen, that you would pay Mimetav, as we learned the din of Karen from the din of Shem V'Regel. Then in all of the other Nizikin, we find a Lashon of Tachas, Nesina, or Yishalim and Kesef, as Rashi goes through in detail in Dibur Masal, Tachas and Sina, and therefore, Benegeo, all of the Nizikin, then is that if you decide not to pay with cash, and instead you want to pay with Kaka, you have to pay me Idis, and you have to pay me Meitav Sadeo. In order to get a flavor for the Sugya, let's read through Rashi, Dibur Masal, Tachas and Sina, which is the first of the middle of the lines of Rashi, and we'll read the Rashi, but we won't touch much of it, but we will get the gist of what Rashi is saying, and Rashi states, the Bekulu Ksiv, by all these cases, the Pasuk says, Oy Tachas, either Lashon Tachas, V'gumina Tachas Tachas B'Shar Mu'ud, T'chsev Be'i Shar Tachas Shar, and we learned this out from Shar Mu'ud, where the Pasuk says, Shar Tachas Shar, and therefore this seems to be based on Xer Shavo, and Ma'hasim Meitav Degom, M'shev V'rega, T'chsev Be'i Meitav Sedeo, Avkam Meitav, Shem Bal L'Shalim, Karka L'Nizik, B'Shvil Hezekai, Magbiyah Min Edis, Oy Nesina, or the Lashon Nesina, V'gom Nesina, Nesina, M'shar Shenogach Se'eved, T'chsev Be'i Yitin Lo'i Dainav, and use the Lashon of Yitin. Once again, that's by a Shar Shenogach, and certainly the din is that is a chiyuv of paying me idis or yishalim, or when you see the lashon yishalim v'gam mishem v'regel the chesed behen meitu kama yishalim or kesef, or whenever it says lashon kesef v'gam Tami Bar, we learned that from Bar, the Chesed Bey, Kesef Yashar L'Balav, the Abba Aves, Gemir Kulim Shem Regal, and all the Abba Aves, we learned from Shem Regal, and therefore Bar has to pay Meitav, and once Bar has to pay Meitav, any time it says Kesef by any of the other Nezikin, you also have to pay me Idis. Rashi now goes through all these cases, B'Shem Mechidim Ksiv Asher Ashin Elihim Yishalim, so they use the Lashon Yishalim, B'Shem Ksiv Ba'olav Ina Yishalim Yishalim, again the Lashon Yishalim, B'Nei Sisach Ksiv Im Gonim Yigonim Me'ima Yishalim, Seicha Ina Kosev B'Teira, it doesn't mention the idea of Seicha in the Teira, Avodina K'Nei Sisacha, but the Nin is like a Nei Sisacha, like a Shem Sisacha, or like a Shem Mechidim, B'Nezik D'Chayvel B'Chaveir Ksiv, Nesina, as it says, K'ni Nasim Boi, B'Hain Amam Hanitim Yav Liad, K'Nashinim B'Chayvel, B'Tzah Ksiv B'Negei Tzah, it says, Patsa Tachas Patsa, we see a Lashon Tachas, and we're talking about Tzah, V'Dashin Leil Kamam B'Chayvel, Patsa Tachas Patsa, Litim Tzah B'Mokim Nezik, B'Ripo V'Shevet Ksiv, Nesina, Shifta Yitim V'Rapi Rapi, V'Shevet Ksiv, Tachas Kabe Oinus M'Fata, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Tachas Hashi'ino, V'Dashin B'Ksuv, Perak Eilon Eiris, Chamishim Kesef, Tachas Eino, M'Chlad, the Ikash Boish B'Gam, and L'Shtachrino, Chayel V'Ksiv B'Chayel V'Chaveir, Tachas, the Ksiv, Tachas Patsa, Kulu Chamish Dvarim Didei, M'Hasim Garminon, and M'Tashlum M'Kefal Ksiv, Yishalim Shnayim, so we see a Lashin Tashlumen, U'Tashlum Abav Chamish Ksiv, Chamish Boki Yishalim, Tachas Hatzoyin, and therefore once again, we see Yishalim, V'Karen Degana, B'Chlal Kefalu, V'Gazan Ksiv, Nesina, V'Nasal Lasha Oshamloi, and B'Edun Zem Ksiv, Hu Nefesh B'Nefesh, even though it doesn't use a Lashin Tachas, as it doesn't say Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, but Command Ksiv, Tachas Dami, and B'Edun Mufatu, Mesu Shemra Ksiv, Kesef, V'Nasal Avia Nair, Chamish Kesef, Hainu Oinis, and B'Mufatu, it says Kesef Ishkol, Kamaya Besulais, and once again, use Lashin Kesef, and Mesu Shemra, V'Ancho Isa, Meya Kesef, Mitam, Madam Nasak, Michal Nezakain, Uvenezak, Ksiv, Mes Tachas, and B'Negay Nezak, it uses Lashin Tachas. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Daf Bezim Alv, and the Mishnah stated, Abov is Nezikin, Hashor Vabov, Vamavahevo, and then it stated, Lea Rea Shor, Karea Mavel, Vilea Rea Mavel, Karea Shor, and as we explained, that Shor Mavel, there was a machlek between Rav and Shmuel, according to Rav, the way to understand the Mishnah was, Lea Rea Shor, which includes Karen and Shane and Regal, is not similar to Mavel, which refers to Adam and Mazik, and Adam and Mazik is not similar to the din of Shane and Regal and Karen, and therefore you can't learn from the other, and the Torah would have said Shor, we wouldn't be able to learn Mavel, and the Torah would have said, only Mavel, we'd not be able to learn Shor, and according to Shmuel, Shor referred to Regal, and Mavel referred to Shane, and once again, we had to plug and play. The Mishnah was telling us that if the Torah would only tell us the Hezek of Regal, we would not know the Hezek of Shane, and if the Torah would only tell us Shane, we would not know the Hezek of Regal. And then the Mishnah stated, if the Torah would only speak about Shor and Mava, and of course we have to plug and play Rav and Shmuel Shita as to what Shor and Mava is, but we would not necessarily know the din of Ish because Shor and Mava is Yesh ben Ruachayim, while Ish is Imba Ruachayim, as Lefi Rav, Shor and Mava talking about Adam and Shor, and according to Shmuel, Shor and Mava both talking about Shor, but they both have Ruachayim, and Ish doesn't have Ruachayim. Finally, the Mishnah told us that if the Torah would only tell us Shor, Mava, as well as Heva, we would not necessarily know Bar, as the Mishnah stated, and that's why the Torah had to tell us all four of the Avos Nezikin. Keep in mind that although it seems from our Mishnah that the Torah had to say all of the four Avos Nezikin, the Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Beis will come out that really the Torah just had to say the case of Bar, as well as one of the other Avos Nezikin, and from those two, we'd be able to learn out the rest of the Avos Nezikin, as Rashi will explain on Daf Hei Amud Beis. Our Gemara now tells us, my Kama, that what is the Mishnah coming to teach us? And Taisa points out, Mishum Delay Mutsal Fushe, Hai Loy Arei, Kishar Loy Arei Shabashas, Kamatama, my Kama, because in this case, the Loy Arei is not similar to the Loy Arei that we find in other places in Shas. That's why the Gemara will explain it, and the Gemara will explain it exactly the way we've been explaining it up to this point. That Amr Razud, Mishmeid Rava, Hari Kama, this is what our Mishnah meant to say, Lichter Echmana Chodav, Tesi Idich Bnei, that the Torah should have only said Shar, and we wouldn't have had to say Mava, or the Torah should have only said Mava, and we would not have to say the case of Shar, Chodama, and then Mishnah taught us, Chodame Chodav, Loy Asya, you can't learn Shar from Mava, or Mava from Shar. And the Gemara continues and quotes once again from our Mishnah, and we already just mentioned this part of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated, V'lei Zevezeh, Sheyesh Ben Ruachayim, Kareyeh She'im Ruachayim, that if the Torah would only mention the din of Shar and Mava, we would not be able to learn the din of Eish, because Shar and Mava are both Yesh Ruachayim, and Eish is Im Ruachayim, and potentially one may think that a person is not Chayiv on their Eish, and if that Eish goes and destroys something, they would not be responsible. The Gemara asks, my Kama, what does our Mishnah mean? And once again, the Gemara states, Amar Pishashim and Shmei Rava, Hachi Kama, this is Pshat in our Mishnah, and we continue at Daf Hei and Beis, Licht Rechman Atati, that all the Torah had to write is Shor and Mavo, V'Tesi Idich Menayu, and we'll be able to learn Eish from the din of Shor and Mavo, that since it's like you Chayiv by Shor and Mavo, you also Chayiv by Eish, and Hadama, and that's why the Mishnah stated, Chodim Atati Le'asi, that we can't learn Eish from Shor and Mavo, and Rashi explains that the Hamidah Gemara was that you should be able to learn the din of Eish from Shor and Mavo, and Rashi goes through the Cheshbon both Lefi Shmuel and Lefi Rav, and it's a bit Tzarech Biyah because according to Shmuel, Rashi brings out the Chiparchas Malakaren Shkink of Rosh Lazik Ikalamei Meshen Techiach, and L'Chayyur that line is really L'Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and L'Maisa the Gemara slogged up that point because the Gemara said that according to Shmuel, when the Mishnah mentioned Shor, is not referring to Karen and it's only referring to Regel. Therefore, really Rashi should have said Malar Regel Shekin Hezekim Matzoi and Ikalamei Meshen Techiach. Ultimately, the point of the question is that there's a Tzadah Shavish Ben Shedak and Hazik that in all cases by Shor, by Mavo, as well as by Eish, is Dak and Hazik Ushmiras Lecha Afanei Avi Eish, and therefore L'Chayyur we should include Eish. The Mishnah answered that we would not be able to learn the din of Eish from the din of Shor and Mavo because Shor and Mavo are Yesh Ben Ruachayim while Eish is in by Ruachayim. And I in Rashi Dibu Maskel Hoda Omar Chod Mitati Namel Yaseo Leiri Karen Mavo Yesh Ben Ruachayim Kari Eish. And although according to Shmuel the din of Karen is not in our Mishnah and it's not included in Shor and it's only according to Rav that Karen is included as Shor includes Karen, Sharon, and Regal. However, Rashi is saying that even Karen is something which is Yesh Ben Ruachayim as it's attached to the animal and the animal is Yesh Ben Ruachayim. And the Gemara continues, Rava tells us, V'kulu ki shodis bar binayu asikulu b'ma'atzad. If the Torah only would have told us one or the other of his Zikin and it would have also told us the dinner bar, then we'd be able to learn all the rest of the of his Zikin from its Tzad HaShava, from bar, as well as that other mazik that the Torah would have mentioned, Libar Mikaren, and you would not be able to learn out Karen from that ma'atzad, Meshum the Ikal Mefrach, because you'll be able to ask a picha, Malakulish came out of Mitchlasan, because all of the other ones that the Torah would have mentioned, Bar plus one of the other Hazekim, are all Mu'adim Mitchlasan, Mashayink and Karen, which is not Mu'adim Mitchlasan. And one may have thought that since it's not the Derech for Shar to be Mazik someone through Karen, therefore the owner may not be Chayiv. Therefore, Rav is really telling us that the Torah only had to teach us the din of Bar as well as the din of one of the other Mazikim, and also had to teach us the din of Karen, and really the Torah would not have to mention any of the other Abba's Nezikin. The Gemara continues, L'manda Oma Adra, but Karen Adifa Shekavanos L'Hazik, and according to the Manda Oma that says that Karen is actually a worse of a Hazik because the Kavan of the animal is to be Mazik someone, and therefore the Adin should have guarded it. Therefore, it's even more Poshit that the owner should be Chayiv, and it's considered a Chiv of Mamin. So I feel Karen Nami Asya, then we would even be able to learn Karen just from a Maritzad. All the Torah would have had to say is Karen and one of the other Abba Nezikin, and really the Torah did not have to mention the rest of the Abba Nezikin, and the Gemara therefore says, Alamai Hilchasa Kasbina Rachmano, the Lachari Lefi Rava, since we could have learned it from a Mamitzinu, so why did the Torah have to write all the Abba of his Nezikin? And the Gemara answers, Lilchasayin, because each of them have their own halachas, which are relevant to each one specifically and not relevant to others. And the reason why the Torah mentioned these Abba Nezikin is not because we had to tell you that Yechayiv, as certainly a person would be Chayiv based on a Mamitzinu, and the only reason why the Torah teaches us, in order to teach us the side halachas that are relevant to that Av Malacha. And for example, Karen L'chalik bin Tamal Umadas, that the reason why the Torah had to tell us the Pasha of Karen is in order to teach us that Tam pays Chatzin Nezek and a Mu'ad pays Nezek Shalim. Shen V'regel, the Torah had to teach us that the only time that Obeim is Chayiv for Shen and Regel is only when he does so in someone else's Rishus, but if he does so in Rishus Rabim, since it's normal to actually be there and to eat and to walk there, therefore the owner would not be Chayiv. And Ayin Rashi, because it says by Shen V'regel, and the Gemara continues, Bar, that the reason why the Torah taught us that Hezek Bar is lifted by Hezek Kalim is in order to teach us that if a Kli falls into a bar, that the owner of the bar or the one who dug the bar would be Pata, as we learn it based on Xeris Akasov of Chamar Voloi Kalim. And the Gemara asks Rabbi Huda Machayev on Niske Kalim Bar, according to Rabbi Huda, who says that the owner is obligated even on Hezek to happen to Kalim in a bar, and if so, according to Rabbi Huda, why did Torah have to mention the Chi of a bar? And the Gemara answers, lifted by Adam, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person falls into a bar, there is a ptor, and the owner is not obligated. And as the pasuk states, "V'nafal shama shari chamar," and we learn out "shar v'le adam chamar v'le kelim." And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he definitely agrees to the limud of "shar v'le adam." And Rashi and Taisus both point out that really this whole part of the Gemara regarding bar isn't relevant because, as we said, certainly the Torah had to teach us the din of bar because without bar and one of the other hazekim, we would not be able to learn the rest of the bar nezikin. And therefore, Taisus says, "Agam ochi." The bar loy osim mikulu, because the chiyuv regarding bar could not be learned out from the rest of the hazikim. So the rest of the bar nezikin are daka leilach lahazik, and bar is in daka leilach lahazik, and therefore the Torah certainly had to write the din of bar. And as Rashi says, la'aydi the darish lahalachas hachirim nakla nami, that since we're speaking about the rest of the halachas of the rest of the bar nezikin, therefore we speak about the halachas of bar at this point as well. And the Gemara continues, Adam, and why is it the Torah teaches us that the Adam would be chayiv is l'chayiv ba'abad varim is only to be chayiv him not only in nezek but also in tsar ripoy shavus and boishes. Gemara continues, Ish, why did the Torah mention Ish? Lifted by us a tamun, because the Torah is telling us that b'negei Ish you would be potter if something is tamun and something is not visible. And for example, if someone goes and burns down a bunch of grain in someone's field, and meanwhile the guy was hiding a bunch of money underneath that stack of wheat, the din would be that you potter on tamun. Rabbi Huda mechayiv on niski tamun b'ish, and according to Rabbi Huda, who learned that you are chayiv even on niski tamun by Ish, last suya mai. So what is the special halacha that we learn b'negei Ish? And we continue on dav vav menalef last suya lichanira v'sich sechavonav. If someone makes a fire and that fire goes and singes someone's soda that was already plowed, and now it ruins the plowing, and the person has to replow that field, and it causes him damage, that you would still be chayiv. And the same would be if someone went and burnt someone's avonim, that even though that's not a standard hezek, it's not something that's rugal asais, that the Baal HaEish would still be chayiv. And he learns it from the pasuk that states in Pashmin Shpatim, ki seitei Eish umatzu kaitzim v'nechel gadish oya kama oya soda. And the Rabbi Yehuda will learn in Daf Samach Lalav that since it says soda, we'll learn that the owner is chayiv for Eish, even if he was mazik someone's kaka, or he was only mazik his stones. And I entice to deal mazik lil chesein, where he's bothered al chayra, if we actually learn all of these limudim from Bar and one of the other hezekim, l'chayra, why did the Mishnah go through the exercise and say, l'arei ashar karei amava, b'l'arei amava karei ashar, etc., if at the end result, it is true that we actually learn shar and mava from the din of Bar, or all the other hezekim from Bar and one of the other hezekim, and l'chayra, there's no point to the exercise of this part of the Mishnah. And Taisa says, Masis Laitani Elhagdil Tayr Viyadeh, that in the Chinami there really is no point. The Mishnah only goes through this exercise, Lahagdil Tayr Viyadeh. Also, we just mentioned B'negeya Ish, that is Potimi Taman, and Rashi brings that, and the Makar is from Pash Mishpatim, where the Tayr says, Oyakama, and we will learn on Daf Samach, Makama Begoloi, Af Kol Golu, Lafuke Taman Deloi, Mashenke Mishor Boromava, that they even Chayab B'Taman, and Rabbi Huda Kapolagarsim, and as we will see on Daf Samach, Rabbi Huda B'Bicholik on the Tanakama, he holds that even by the Hezek of Ish, Yechayev even by Tamun. Before we end, let's just point out that Rashi goes through in great detail the point that Rava made, that v'kula kishadis bar b'nayu asikula b'ma'atzad libar mikaren, and Rashi goes through the entire cheshbon as how we would learn from Bar plus one other avamasik based on the tzadah shava, and we will not go through the entire cheshbon. But for example, if the Torah would only have taught us Bar and would have also only taught us Karen, we would learn Shein from both based on the ma'amitzinu, as if you're a chayev for Bar, which is in dak leil chazik, so certainly you should be chayev for Shein, which is Dakar Leil Chlazik. And if you'll ask that maybe you are chayev for Bar, because at the time of its original creation it was Omer Lenezek, Mashein came by Shein, it's not Chlos Asiyos Lenezek, as certainly the main use for teeth isn't to be Mazik. So we would then bring the Pasuk that tells us that Karen is also chayev, even though it's ain't Chlos Asiyos Lenezek, it's still chayev. And if you'll ask that maybe the reason Torah is bechayev you by Karen is because Karen is Kavanos Lehazik, and maybe Shein would not be chayev since it's not Kavanos Lehazik, but Bar Yechiyach, V'chazadin, etc. And the tzadah shava would be that bar and karen is dakel hazik u'meinchel shmiras lecha sa'af ani avishen shedakel hazik u'meinchel shmiras lecha. Rashi continues to make a cheshbon that regal and eish could be learned from bar and karen as well. And ayin Rashi for the rest of the cheshbon we learned regal, adam and eish from bar and shein, or from bar and eish, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.